is Black Crowes, Sometimes Salvation. It was recorded live in 1995. It's time travel. We are going to go. We're going to go back from 95 now. We're going to go to 1971, 49 years ago. There's Hot Rod and the Faces, or just Faces, with Stay With Me. Great band. Ronnie Wood's on there too, I believe, from the Stones. He later joined the Stones in 1975. 1971, probably still a better year than 2020. 2020 is pretty lousy, isn't it? Pretty lousy. I don't know. For me, it's been okay. Knock on wood so far, but I don't know. It's just a disaster, isn't it? Like 2019, every year seems to get worse and worse, doesn't it? Our quality of life is supposed to be getting better. It's getting worse. What's going on here? It's crazy. Get out your slushy machines, everybody. Everybody have a slushy tomorrow because it's going to sleet. It's going to be slush and sleet and people are going to be flying all over the roads. We had a great January, you know, and now February's coming. It's coming, Annie. Storms are coming, Annie. It's going to be a mess. Get out your cherry syrup, your Xarex. Do something. Six songs about meth. Well, it became about meth. It's a good tune. It's Badfinger, Baby Blue, Breaking Bad soundtrack, time travel.
This is Robbie Krieger, guitar player from The Doors. I'm here for HEAR, H-E-A-R, Hearing Education and Awareness for Rockers. I'm supporting this organization because they're doing their best to keep the hearing of rock and rollers at its best. Please do your part, give money, and keep wearing your earplugs. Thank you.
What? What? You're in 1971 here on Time Travel, 855-915-9636. Calling in, make a request. Here's the Doors. It's from the bluesy final record of The Doors, L.A. Woman. It's Changeling, first song off the album. It was going to be a single for them, but they decided to go with L.A. Woman instead. I miss The Doors. That's a band that I would have loved to see. Of course, Jim Morrison, dead. Long dead and long buried. He died in 71, 27 years old, part of that 27 crew that we have, along with was a Mama Cass and Jimi Hendrix and Amy Winehouse and Janis Joplin. I think they were all 27 when they went. I've done a 27 club here before on time travel. What I usually do, though, is like today, I'll pick a number of different years and we will play some hits from them. Maybe talk about the news. Maybe talk about movies that were popular. Who was in The Office? 71, it was Tricky Dick. He was in The Office. As the sixth studio album of The Doors came out, Tricky Dick was spinning the hits. Lover Madly, Riders on the Storm. Actually, L.A. Woman was never a single because it was so long. But it's one of their better albums, I think. I love The Doors. Would have been one of my bands that I would have liked to see. How about you? You have any? 855-915-9636. You want to call in and make a request? Maybe tell me about a band that you would have loved to see that you can't anymore because they're long gone. I would have loved to see the Beastie Boys again. And they're never going to go back together. The other two guys, Adam and Mike, after Adam Yauch died, you know, I thought it was pretty nice of them to retire the band. I think that was pretty cool of them. Anyway, here with you until 7 p.m. It is time travel. I should actually talk about the Oscars. Usually I do a movie show or I'll play movie music before the Oscars, but I decided to do a regular time travel again since it is the new season. It's season 37 on the air for me. I've been on since 2008. I had been on a number of shows on WMFO and other stations over the years, and then I started up here permanently in 2008. So thank you to everyone who has been listening over the years. If you are a new listener, thanks for listening to your freeform radio station. I'm just going to give you my idea for Best Picture. That's all I'm going to talk about for the Oscars here. My number one will be Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I thought it was the best movie of the year. Watch it repeatedly. Thought it was great. I think it's going to be Quentin Tarantino's year. Number two, Parasite. Thought it was also fantastic. Can watch it again. It's going to win Best International. It may even win Best Picture. Number three, 1917. Thought it was awesome. It's been winning all kinds of awards. Amazing. Doesn't say a whole lot about now. That's the only thing that Parasite and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is kind of in the now. Even though Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is set in 1969, it's pretty much about now. And people are going to look at this over the years and study this movie. It's Quentin Tarantino's best movie since Pulp Fiction, in my opinion. So Once Upon a Time in America, Parasite, then 1917 for me. After that, Little Women, thought it was great. It was a very great, fun movie. And there's not too many fun movies nowadays. It's one of those movies you could watch on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. It was pleasant. You could watch it with a number of people. I thought it was great. Best version of Little Women that I've seen. That was my number four. Number five, I'm going to go with The Irishman. It was okay. Not Scorsese's best. Not Robert De Niro's best. It's kind of weird watching a bunch of old guys with young faces walk around. A little distracting. And it was long. Any good movie, I don't care how long it is. You know, if you want to watch Greed, there's like a 17-hour cut of Greed somewhere out there. Eric von Stroheim's Greed or whatever. But or you want to watch like Andy Warhol, that sleep one where a guy's sleeping for 10 hours and when he moves, people cheer. If it's a good movie, yeah, you can watch it for a long time. If it's not that great of a movie, gets a little old. You look at your watch or you just start doing things around the house because The Irishman was out for like a week and then it was on Netflix. Good thing is pretty good movie. Get to watch it on Netflix. Bad news is not his best. It's the last time we're going to see all those guys together. I don't think it's really going to win anything, to tell you the truth. But that's probably my number five. Number six, I'm going to go with Jojo Rabbit, I guess. It's kind of a tie after this. Pretty much my first four I'd watch again. Parasite, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 1917, Little Women. The other ones, not so much. All right, actually, I'm going to have to put The Joker in there because I'm going to have to watch that again. I didn't think it was great. I don't think it belongs here. I don't think Jojo Rabbit belongs here. I don't think Irishman belongs here. I don't think Marriage Story belongs here. They were all good, but they weren't great. Jojo Rabbit, it was kind of bizarre. It was kind of like a bad Monty Python sketch, I thought. Well, not a bad one, but just a mediocre one. And to laugh at Nazis nowadays, just because there's none left and most people in World War II, all the greatest generation have died now, so nobody's outraged by this. This movie could not have come out like producer's time. I don't think it was the same type of movie. And even the producers, that was kind of risque at the time. I don't think Jojo Rabbit would have done as well 20 years ago or 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Joker was okay. It's not a comic book movie. I don't know why they made it a comic book movie. It could have just been about mental illness. I don't know why they decided to make it Joker and DC Comics. I know DC's trying to get into the R thing. They're trying to do something because they screwed up all their movies, but it was all right. It wasn't great. Me being a huge comic book fan, Joker's the best villain of all time, in my opinion, in the comics. It was okay. Marriage Story, I hated Scarlett Johansson. I think you're supposed to, kind of. Adam Driver was pretty good in that, I thought. He did a good job. Scarlett Johansson was okay. I'd maybe watch it again, but it was a watered-down Kramer versus Kramer. And another one of those BS movies where it's like, okay, these two people are working off Broadway. She was kind of a hit beforehand, worked in a couple of films. They'd be making like 100, 200 bucks a week. They wouldn't be able to pay for staying in downtown Manhattan. Ridiculous. It's just like Friends. There's like six people in Friends, and they're all like in this, you know, upscale Manhattan apartment. Come on. And the other one, I got to abstain with Ford versus Ferrari because I didn't say it. So anyway, my picks. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, my favorite movie of the year. However, you can't do wrong seeing Parasite, 1917, Little Women, all great movies. Joker was okay. Jojo Rabbit was okay. Irishman, okay. Marriage Story, okay. Ford versus Ferrari, I don't know. Pretty good movie. Pretty good selection of movies, though, for 2019. I thought it was a pretty good year for movies. The other stuff you can look up yourself, best actor, actress, and stuff like that. Maybe I'll have a little commentary next week. Maybe I'll do something. Maybe I'll do Watch This again next week. I don't know. We'll see. Until then, Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m. Let's continue on in 1971 with CCR. CCR. Or CCR? Two more from 1971 here on Time Travel, including The Guess Who, No Sugar Tonight, and then New Mother Nature. It's No Sugar Tonight / New Mother Nature. Time Travel here with you till 7 p.m.
starts to leave you behind in each other's way.
Silent footsteps
out to places you've been to.
You wonder what you're gonna find.
Sudden darkness,
you know wrong, and it won't be long
before you leave them all far behind.
Cause it's the new Mother Nature taking over. It's the new Splendid Lady come to call. It's the new Mother Nature taking over. She's getting us all. She's getting us all.
Find your daughter's friends attractive, but know they look at you as just a dad? Does the typing pool at work think of you more as a teddy bear than a tiger? Do you whack off in your minivan while listening to teen pop? You know, you'll be dead soon. You've missed out on so much. It's not too late to make a change. At the Midlife Crisis Center, we know you've made a success of yourself. Why are you sharing it with others? Why not enjoy it while you have a chance? What's holding you back? Cowardice. We'll get you to the other side of your despair. We specialize in real estate, divorce attorneys, mistress placement, plastic surgery, hair coloring and replacement, male fur coats, and much more. With a designer clothing store and sports car dealership on site, the Midlife Crisis Center will help you discover life while you still can. Come with your wife, leave with a sports car. While you've made a success of yourself, her chest has gone south. How can you have that trollop on your arm for a second longer? The answer is you can't. Ignore your children. Take yourself seriously. Visit the Midlife Crisis Center today.
Welcome to 2002, Time Travelers. That's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, here in 2002, here on Time Travel.
Hello?
Hi, is Mark there?
Yeah?
It's me, Shannon. We met at Jack's party.
Yeah, how could I forget? Wow, how you doing? I haven't heard from you in,
9 months. Hello?
Some moments change your life. San Andreas Telephone, for those difficult conversations.
Oh my God, Becky. Look at her butt. It is so big.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. The brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuffed. My homeboys try to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the on. So fellas, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell her to shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby got back, baby got back, baby got back, baby got back.
Right. I'm going to bring you to 1959 here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO, in Medford.
These are the times that try men's souls. These are the times that try men's souls. These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA.
Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more
for nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train.
But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
Poor old Charlie.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury?
But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned.
Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through.
But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
He may ride
forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
Pick it, Davey. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get poor Charlie off the MTA.
Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. Hey, to Charlie.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs, he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. They're just a memory among my souvenirs. Letters tied in blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens. I count them all.
You're in 1959 here on Time Travel.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice-a-roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni, the delicious break from potatoes. Now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Big Picture is coming up next. We are in 1959 here. I got two more for you here on Time Travel. We'll be back next week. Here's Bobby Darin.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear. And it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe. And it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Now did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Yes, Suki Tawdry, who Miss Lottie Lenya, and old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
See you next week, time travelers.
Good night, future boy!
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
We fired our guns and the British kept them coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.